Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Breaking news this morning from Northern Virginia, a Metro Orange Line train derailment at East Falls Church. Let's get the latest now from Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, what do we know at this hour?
Well, some of the most important items to note, shut down East Falls Church Station. And on the Orange Line, there are no trains running between East Falls Church and Ballston. And on the Silver Line, no trains will be running between McLean and Ballston. They have set up shuttle bus services, but you can expect that to take you quite a while. Long lines already for these passengers trying to get onto the buses now. Metro Rail tells me it is a minor derailment. They're trying to investigate what happened here, and no details about that just yet. Two people are being evaluated, and 75 passengers needed to be offloaded from that train that derailed. And we'll keep a close watch on all this, and I'll have more coming up in traffic next.
Also new this morning, there's been a shooting overnight in San Diego that has left one police officer dead, another seriously wounded.
No word yet on what touched off the violence, which started around 11 p.m. local time in the southeastern part of San Diego. In a Twitter posting, police say a suspect is in custody, but an intense manhunt has played out overnight in San Diego Southcrest neighborhood for other possible suspects. Reports say police flooded the area with helicopters, SWAT vehicles, and patrol cars, searching bushes, backyards, and streets for suspects while residents were urged to stay inside. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It was perhaps the most important speech of Hillary Clinton's political life last night at the Democratic National Convention, as she officially became the first woman to accept the presidential nomination of a major party. She was introduced by daughter Chelsea.
This November, I'm voting for a woman who is my role model as a mother and as an advocate. A woman who has spent her entire life fighting for families and children.
Hillary Clinton then came out with a speech aimed at making clear how different the Republican and Democratic candidates for president are this year.
Clinton went after Donald Trump more than was expected, but then again, that might be an attempt to send a message. She lampooned Trump for his national security credential claims.
Donald Trump says, and this is a quote, "I know more about ISIS than the generals do." No, Donald. You don't.
But the nominee said there is a potentially dangerous side to Trump's bluster.
A man you can bait with a tweet is not a man we can trust with nuclear weapons.
In an instant press statement response, the Trump campaign says Clinton should be America's choice if voters want a destabilized world.
Bob Costantini, Philadelphia.
Clinton heads off on a bus tour through Ohio and Pennsylvania today. She and running mate Tim Kaine will speak about economic opportunity, diversity, and national security. The Washington Monument is set to reopen in about an hour after being closed for almost a week due to another elevator problem. Mike Litterst with the National Park Service says they've replaced two critical bearings in the elevator, and also
we have initiated the design process to upgrade and modernize the control system. That's the computer and electronics that control the elevator.
The elevator at the Washington Monument has been plagued for many months by ongoing elevator issues. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,456, the NASDAQ at 51.55. Sports, the Nats open a key four-game series in San Francisco with a win. The Orioles take their third straight loss, falling to Minnesota. And Jimmy Walker's the leader through one round of the PGA Championship. WMAL News Time 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as mornings in the mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Hey, I've got an idea for you.
Chris Plant.
I've got a lot of audio, as you might imagine, and also a lot to say about this, as you might also imagine.
Weekdays 9 to noon on Washington's Mall. WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
The nation's most advanced indoor shooting range, EliteShootingSports.com.
Landmark College in Vermont, the college of choice for students who learn differently. There's still time to apply for the fall semester. Classes start August 29th. Learn more at landmark.edu. That's landmark.edu.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the southeast-southwest freeway, crews still dealing with the crash westbound after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Still had one lane blocked here a few moments ago. Northbound 295 really getting hit hard just north of the Suitland Parkway just to get onto the 11th Street Bridge to get onto the freeway. For the southbound stretch of 295, heaviest right now to get you past Burroughs, down past Benning and East Capitol Street. And then as you get on to the 11th Street Bridge, northbound in the 3rd Street Tunnel, heavy volume. DDOT crews tell me it's just been about the delay. I was a little suspicious because it is quite slow. Inbound New York Avenue approaching Bladensburg Road, heavy, but lanes reported open. Now for 270, just brief delays down past Urbana toward 109 and then wide open. Great trip on 270. 66 is a tough go through Falls Church. It is jammed each direction inside the Beltway. A lot of commuters here checking out what's happening at the East Falls Church Metro station with the train derailment. You can see all this activity. You can see the investigators walking around the tracks, and we have a lot of customers waiting for bus service as well. So plan for extra time. There is no Orange and Silver Line train service between essentially McLean and Ballston. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of us seeing a dry commute in this morning with a mixed cloud and clear sky. Maybe a passing shower around, possibly a thunder shower. More of the same this afternoon. The numbers come down quite a bit. 88 degrees. Tonight, late night showers and thunderstorms come in, 74. Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, and even cooler, 84. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Gainesville, 75 in Silver Spring, and 75 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Landmark College. Pope Francis makes an historic visit to Auschwitz. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 8:07. You're listening to WMAL. It happens to be the place where Washington comes to talk.
I have heard that.
And Brian and Larry are back where we belong, in studio in Washington, D.C. Won't have to do those conventions for four more years. But it was a pleasure and honor to be there on your behalf. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, another man who was there, Brett Baer, Fox News Channel. We will get his reflections, not just on how both conventions went, but also the way forward between now and Election Day. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
My friends, it is with humility, determination, and boundless confidence in America's promise that I accept your nomination.
That was last night in Philly as Hillary Clinton officially becomes the candidate accepting the nomination. And they wrapped up their big convention last night with that speech. Here to give us some sense of how it went for Democrats in Philadelphia is our friend A.B. Stoddard. She's an associate editor of Real Clear Politics and a columnist there. Good morning to you, A.B.
Good morning.
All right, here's the first question. You know, Hillary Clinton is someone who's been on the public stage, you know, since the 80s for many people. She's first lady, senator, secretary of state. I mean, we know her pretty well as an individual and as a politician. Most people have a pretty strong opinion about her one way or the other. And yet last night, here she was trying to reintroduce herself to us and change our perceptions about her. Did she succeed?
Well, she had to try. I thought that she did an interesting blend of sort of hitting Trump and doing some biography of herself and, trying to be earnest about her passions and her service, and admitting that she's not really good, great as a public person, a speaker, and you know, a communicator. But she obviously left this big trust deficit issue.
Well, I was going to ask you about that
because, and I think that was the big risk that many in her party wanted her to take. They wanted her to address it and try to move past it, and instead she focused on her ability and her resume.
Yeah, why do you think they did it? Because we talked to Lanny Davis, you know, who is pretty close to Hillary Clinton, and Lanny assured us that there was going to be some addressing of that issue, that many people have a trust problem with Hillary Clinton. Why do you think she didn't do it?
I think she's not a risk taker, and she just thought that it was going to be too high stakes, and that she might not reap the reward for the risk, and that it would be the subject for the next 5 days and throughout the campaign, and that, oh, she, you know, tried to earn our trust back and admit that people don't trust her, but she flopped. I don't, you know, Hillary always takes the calculated, cautious route. She doesn't go for broke, and I just think that she really believes that Trump is so scary to enough people, and that her resume is so overwhelmingly, you know, she's so qualified for the job, that people in the end will just think it's too scary a risk to vote for Trump, and that she's hoping her numbers will just, you know, she'll out campaign him and she'll get the most votes in the end. It is a big risk with her trust numbers being what they are.
AB Stoddard, we in our pre-speech analysis, we sort of reached the conclusion that there were two potential target audience: the disaffected Bernie Sanders voters, who she needs to win back into the fray as part of the Democrat base, or the disaffected Republican voters who generally vote Republican but can't find a way to vote for Donald Trump. These are two very, very different groups, and it seems like she had to pick one. Did she? Because it seems to me in this speech, if she leaned anywhere, it was more toward the Republicans who won't vote for Trump. But even then, it wasn't a whole lot there.
Right. I mean, look, she's trying to thread the needle and do both. Her comfort zone is clearly with the moderate or centrist Republicans, or Republicans who will defect from Trump, and she's trying to convince them that she's worth getting off the couch and actually voting for, instead of just staying home. And that's and a place where she can pick up some numbers on the margins, to be sure, maybe even in the right states like Virginia and swing states. But look, she obviously started the week trying to appeal to the Bernie voters too, let them have their frustration, let them have their process and their protest out for all to see. And I think that they will be working hard in the months to come to try to woo those people. And they'll hope to enlist Bernie Sanders to do that, because they know that that's where she needs to make up her numbers and her vote within her own party. And she can't just count on Republicans swinging over to support her and sort of, you know, put her over the top. And Republicans consolidated behind Trump. That's why he got a boost. I don't know that. I think Trump has a ceiling, and I think she has a ceiling, and it means that they both need their party to get to 50+1. Very few voters, obviously, in between.
Yeah, I was wondering why you didn't see any Democratic swipes at the Libertarians or the Green Party. I mean, after all, if they take enough of the Democratic votes, and there are a lot of Bernie people who might be persuaded to vote that direction, that really hurts her campaign effort. I mean, she could lose because of these third and fourth party candidates.
Right. What's interesting, though, is I think that they calculated, what do you say to the room and everyone in the room, all the delegates and the passionate, invested partisans understand about that, you know, about Ralph Nader taking the presidency away from Al Gore, 90,000 votes in Florida, you know, all that kind of stuff is makes sense. Everyone in the room is fluent with that. But I think they were trying to speak to an audience at home that only tunes in to these conventions on TV and don't, you know, follow what you and I do all day online about the intricacies of the race and all the detail. And I think that if trying to talk about Gary Johnson or Jill Stein or spoiler candidates, you know, might have become too confusing for those out there they were hoping to reach on TV. And maybe they'll use surrogates to talk about that in the months to come. That is a calculation. I mean, that's something that they need to focus on, because it is material. And if Gary Johnson gets to 15% and gets on the debate stage, that really is a huge factor for her. But I think that's something they need to put off now to try to just take advantage advantage of these couple days with an audience they might not get again.
AB Stoddard, let's look at the numbers real fast in this final minute that we have with you. I think it's no doubt now Trump did get somewhat of a bounce coming out of his convention. It's different depending on the polls you look at, but it's certainly more than what we've seen in the past few election cycles coming out of presidential conventions. What about Hillary? What kind of bounce could she get here, and what do you anticipate based on what you saw?
Well, it's so interesting. What makes a convention bounce, right? Is it great speakers, a lack of division and drama, a cohesive message? You could say that the DNC was a great success by all accounts. It started a total holy smoking disaster, and 3 days later, it ended with good speeches, displays of patriotism, appeals for unity, cohesion, people, not too many audible boos when she was speaking, whatever. It was under control and started out an earthquake. So you could say, what a great convention. Does a convention make the bounce? Does the candidate make the bounce? I don't know. I don't know how much of her speech will change people's minds, make them feel safe and comfortable if they hated her a week ago, into telling a pollster that they support her, next Tuesday. I don't even know, really. I guess that Ted Cruz might have actually helped give Donald Trump a bounce with Republicans who were on the fence and unify some people around him. His convention was filled with total mayhem in terms of just process and tactics and that, and campaign mistakes, that kind of thing. So it'll be really interesting to see. She, it's very easy to depress Hillary's vote because of all you have to do is say the word email now, right?
Right.
So I'll be watching that, with great curiosity.
Thank you, AB Stoddard, Associate Editor of Real Clear Politics. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, AB.
That email thing, I want to touch on that in just a second. But first, it's 5:08. What time is it for crying out loud?
It would be 8:16.
That means let's go straight to Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
But what we do know is that it's Friday. Love it. And we love the Friday light on 270. And that's been a good ride for us. Maryland 95-29 in the BW Parkway. Good. Heaviest stretch of the Maryland Topside Beltway now beginning just at New Hampshire Avenue and takes you around just past Colesville Road. Now, all that's doing okay, but we do have problems. We'll start first with the crash inbound Clara Barton Parkway before you get to Chain Bridge. Slowing through that stretch. 66 jammed each direction through Falls Church with lanes of 66 open, but you can see all the activity happening at the East Falls Church Metro Station. About 6:30 this morning, we had the East Falls Church Metro Rail Station. They decided to close that. They had the Metro Rail derailment. And right now, no service on the orange and silver lines between McLean and Ballston. So shuttle bus services have been established. Long lines. Expect extra time. 395, brief delay in Landmark with the incident on the shoulder. And then heavy across the 14th Street Bridge, westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel, trying to clear that crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, it's going to be sunny with some clouds mixed today at some point. We're also going to have a stray shower or thunderstorm possible. So a little bit of everything today, high of 88 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy with late night showers, low of 74. And the weekend's looking rainy. Saturday, scattered showers and thunderstorms, high of 84. Sunday, same deal, ditto with a high in the upper 80s. Right now, it's 76 degrees, 818 on WMAL. One last thing there. AB just threw that at the end. How do you affect Hillary's numbers? All you got to do is mention emails. Think about this. In the middle of this week, on the day that Barack Obama gave his speech, the day after Bill Clinton gave his speech, for a 36-hour news cycle, we were talking about Hillary's emails.
Right.
Because of Donald Trump's remarks at that press conference. And I know there were political opportunists who were, their hair was on fire saying, how dare he ask Russia to meddle in our election and hack him? Of course, we've already debunked that. But looking back now a little bit, politically, it doesn't help her, even if it looks like Trump makes a mistake, even if it looks like Trump has said something that makes people mad. The subject of that was her emails.
I mean,
that can't be good for her.
He dropped that and everybody said, what in the world was he thinking about? But really, the end result was for about 36 hours, all we were talking about was emails.
Hillary's emails and hacking by a foreign government.
That's right. And they took that bait. I mean, I think it was bait that was laid out there. I mean, she talks about how you can bait Donald Trump with a tweet, with a Twitter comment.
Oh, please.
But I'm telling you, I think Donald Trump baited them into talking about emails, and it's something they should not have been talking about in the middle of their convention.
Her entire campaign apparatus took that bait.
They went crazy.
I mean, the whole apparatus, including CNN and ABC News.
You're absolutely right about that.
All right. Let's switch to some quick entertainment news here.
Quick.
I have some disturbing news to report to the vast, vast Mornings on the Mall audience.
Yeah.
Brian Wilson has never seen the film Beaches.
I'm trying to remember if I did, because that song, I, of course, I know that song.
Yeah.
And I'm Bette Midler, right?
Bette Midler, starred in the film.
Yeah, I think maybe one of those movies that I started watching maybe one day on VHS and then fell asleep.
And Barbara Hershey was in it.
Oh,
and,
yeah. I think I saw part of it.
It's a fine film.
Okay.
In fact, one could call it a classic. One can call it one of those films that just couldn't be remade or redone. But it has now been announced, and this is just as disturbing, they are going to remake the film, and terrifyingly, they may replace that great song with...
Don't let them in, don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be.
Idina Menzel is going to play the Bette Midler role.
Oh, is that right?
In a Lifetime Channel version of the classic film Beaches.
Beaches.
And I say Lifetime Network, let it go, baby. You gotta stop. In fact, if they do this, the Lifetime Network needs to die in a fire. This is they really. I mean, there needs to be some sort of. Can we get Trump to like do an executive action against Lifetime Network?
Mm.
Do you ever watch Lifetime?
No.
You know why?
Because they do things like this.
Yeah, and well, because you're not the target audience.
I guess not.
You're not a woman.
Mm.
Well, and by the way,
I'm pretty sure of that.
Well. Prove it. Put a kilt on.
No, I'm saying that since I will not wear a kilt, that even proves it more.
For those of you just joining us, we had a very hot debate 2 hours ago about whether you would wear a kilt
Dude
or not.
Dude should wear kilts.
Guess which one of us will.
Yeah, not me.
That seemed pretty clear. I posted this on my Facebook last night, and can I just tell you, not one person, and this got a huge response, Idina Menzel, remake of the film Beaches, a classic from the 90s, and not one person, man, woman, child, parent, gay, straight. I think there's a transgender person on my Facebook as well. Who am I to judge? Everyone hates this idea. Why would they do this? Mm. You need to see the original. You and I, we need to get our man kilts on, pop some popcorn,
yeah, this is going to happen.
And cozy up on a sofa and watch Beaches together.
You
will be a sobbing, simpering mess by the end of it.
Well, I mean, apparently it didn't hold my attention the first time.
If they're going to remake Beaches at any time in our lifetime, they need to recast it with Brian and Larry.
No.
Oh, yes. No. That would be because you know why, Brian?
Why?
You are the wind beneath my wings, my friend. Don't you forget it.
It's a heavy burden to bear.
Let's go kilt shopping together.
Stop.
822.
Questions about your retirement? We can help. Call Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines, at 888-833-8637. And listen every Saturday at noon.
Ted Britt Automotive, that's the place to go. You'll have confidence in your experience purchasing a car. And let's face it, you don't always have confidence when you go out buying a car. The whole process can be unnerving. And then you're laying out a bunch of money for a vehicle that you never really know is going to live up to everything it's supposed to be. But that's the great thing about Ted Britt Automotive. They've got this program called Ted Britt for Life. Guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles. Imagine that. They're going to give you lifetime coverage guaranteed on a pre-owned vehicle with less than 100,000 miles. So right there, you got the confidence. Plus, you've got confidence in the deals they're offering. The Ted Britt Summer Sales event is going on now. It's going like gangbusters. The vehicles are flying off their lot. Well, they're rolling off the lot. They don't have a flying car yet. But boy, if they did, that would be cool, huh? But on the cars they do have, you're going to get deals 500 to 2,000 below competition on their Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. They've also got two Harley Davidson locations. Visit one of Ted Britt's 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
One of the things I love to do living in Washington, D.C. is walk around the city, but walking is painful if your feet hurt. Are you bothered by an achy back? Do you suffer from plantar fasciitis? You need to go see my friends at the Good Feet store. I was fitted for my arch supports and was able to walk out of the store with them in my shoes that day. So go to the Good Feet store at Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. Tell them Chris Plant sent you. The Good Feet store, the place to go when you're feet hurt.
Your yard is your kingdom. So when mosquitoes invade, you want more than candles and zappers.
You want warriors like us.
We're Terminix, an elite force of anti-mosquito professionals.
We're armed with 85 years of successful missions against pests and termites.
Terminix will design a custom battle plan for defending your yard. And it starts with a free mosquito estimate. Call 1-800-900-6118.
Our one-of-a-kind mosquito control formula delivers far more than a defensive barrier or repellent. It actually kills mosquitoes where they live.
It's a breakthrough in mosquito control with a natural active ingredient. It's eco-friendly and safe for use around people and pets.
It can eliminate more than 90% of mosquitoes in treated areas in 2 to 3 weeks.
Then we'll come back once a month during the mosquito season to keep them down.
Defending your yard is a big job.
So go big. Go Terminix Mosquito Service.
Defend your yard by calling Terminix, America's leading provider of termite and pest control. For your free mosquito estimate, call 1-800-900-6118. 1-800-900-6118.
But anyway, 8:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten and the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's begin with the good news. 270, that's you. What a morning. Lighter than normal coming out of the Frederick area and through to the Beltway. Burtonsville, report of a crash just happened on 198 as you come up to 29. And it looks like that'll be on the eastbound side of 198 as you approach 29. Fire and rescue units on their way, reported to have an overturn there. On the top side of the Beltway, delays begin right near New Hampshire Avenue and around toward George Avenue. Jammed is the freeway. The crash westbound after the 3rd Street Tunnel. DDOT tells me they just got everything out of the travel lanes, but boy, big delays off of each direction of DC 295. And our northbound commuters saying, heck with this, let's take South Capitol Street over the Douglas Bridge. And that gets bogged down a bit as well. 66 jammed through Falls Church. You can see a lot of the activity from the train derailment at the East Falls Church Metro Station. There are no trains in service on the Silver and Orange lines between Ballston and McLean. Shuttle bus service has been established. Do expect long lines and plan for extra time, Metrorail commuters. If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis, and in minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. And now, from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances now diminishing. Clouds mixing in with some clear sky this morning. A cloud-sun mix this afternoon. Passing showers, thunder showers, 88. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
75 degrees, 827. Brian Wilson, you remember how the IRS was targeting Tea Party groups, right? And we learned about it after the re-election of Barack Obama. I remember Lois Lerner, she made the announcement on a conference call. It got a lot of attention, as well it should have, and of course the Justice Department found no wrongdoing. Well, now we're learning something that is just as annoying reopen this entire investigation, I would hope. Judicial Watch, our friend Tom Fitton over at Judicial Watch, has obtained 302 documents. Oh, excuse me, they're called FBI 302 documents. I don't know how many there are, but you can imagine how I made that mistake, knowing that they're called FBI 302 documents. Mm. Regardless of that fact, here's what the documents show. They knew about this April of 2011.
Huh.
In 2011, the FBI brought to the attention of then-acting commissioner of the IRS, Stephen Miller. The FBI learned about it in the summer of 2011, brought it to the attention in May of 2012 of the IRS commissioner, said Cincinnati is categorizing cases based on name and ideology, not just activity. Yeah, but and the response from Miller was he threw his pencil across the room and said, oh, blank, and then nothing happened. They did nothing.
Senior executives at IRS knew about it 2 years before they told Congress anything about
that. That's right. And what happened in between when they learned about it and then when they actually brought it to light to the American people? Oh, Barack Obama's re-election happened.
That's right.
And we couldn't have those Tea Party groups getting tax-free donations, could we?
It's 828.
Does this election season have you thinking about retirement? It may be time for a lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
I think it's critically important for federal employees to be prepared, know your benefit calculations, understand your Social Security options, your pension options, your TSP options and the like, and just be ready for what comes ahead, whether it be change in politics or the markets or whatever is in front of us.
Learn more on the retirement professor Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or visit retirementprofessorradio.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're looking for senior care for your mom or dad like I was, call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. Their local advisors will explain your options and help you select senior living communities at no cost to you.
To speak with your local senior care advisor, call A Place for Mom, 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-261-7500 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-261-7500. That's 800-261-7500.
Coming up, a man who really loves his mustard, Brett Baer. We'll explain. It'll make sense in a moment. You'll see. It's good stuff. Brett Baer, Fox News.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. We've been following the breaking story this morning in Northern Virginia, where a Metro Orange Line train has derailed. Let's get the latest now from Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, what do we know at this hour?
Well, Metro Rail, they still have the East Falls Church station closed, and there is no service on the Silver and Orange Line trains between Ballston and McLean. Shuttle bus service has been established, but as expected, still long lines and crowded buses, so plan for that. Now, they are evaluating two passengers. I don't know if they're major injuries or not, and they had to offload about 75 passengers off of that train. And right now, just to note, you can see all this activity on 66, so 66 is slow through Falls Church. This is right where Metro Rail had a safe track surge number 5 in effect, single tracking between East Falls Church and Ballston, and we'll continue to give you the latest. I'll have a look at traffic coming up next.
A suspect is in custody and possible others are being sought in the overnight shooting death of a San Diego police officer. A second officer was wounded but's expected to survive. It's not clear what started the violence. Hillary Clinton spent much of her acceptance speech at the Democratic convention last night drawing a sharp contrast between herself and Republican Donald Trump. But that wasn't all.
Clinton also using her speech to praise Bernie Sanders and reach out to his supporters.
I want you to know, I've heard you. Your cause is our cause.
Hoping to broaden her base with all voters.
I will be a president for Democrats, Republicans, independents, for the struggling, the striving, the successful, for all those who vote for me and for those who don't.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,456, the NASDAQ at 51.55. Sports, Tanner Roark holds the Giants to a run and 4 hits in 7 innings as the Nats get the win in San Francisco. The O's lose to the Twins. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. This summer, before you hit the road for that long family vacation, remember, driving the speed limit isn't just for safety. It also helps your fuel efficiency. According to the EPA, driving 55 miles per hour compared to 65 miles per hour can improve gas mileage by as much as 15%. Using the cruise control can help achieve this, and maintaining a constant speed typically delivers better fuel economy than varying your speed. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Tires. They go through a lot. Burnouts, hairpin turns, potholes, speed bumps, and the occasional sudden stop. And if you don't get your tires rotated, one day, you'll wish you had. When it comes to tire rotations, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, replace filters, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-700-2292. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-700-2292. That's 1-800-700-2292. 1-800-700-2292.
I'm glad you came so quickly.
1-800-GOT-JUNK always comes when it's convenient for you, sir.
You get used to it, but you really shouldn't.
I'm not sure what you mean, sir.
Is this your main man, Tom, and your other main man, Tom?
That's us.
Here, let me turn this off. Junk is like ambient noise.
You don't realize how much it was bothering you until it's gone.
Exactly. Today, we're going to get rid of some visual noise.
All you have to do is point.
Great, I'll take over from here. That, and that... and that.
Now follow me. This and that big bother. It's gone, just like you said.
Wow. It's a brand new world.
Peaceful.
Will there be anything else?
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
When you're ready for some visual peace and quiet,
call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Start in Burtonsville on 198, just west of 29. If you know the area, it's right near where that large barn is. Have an incident involving a truck that overturned. It was hauling mulch, so we have a lot of activity. Follow police direction at times. You're being stopped. Again, 198 west of 29. Around the Beltway we go. A little bit better than normal, just from New Hampshire Avenue to Colesville Road, topside slow. We've cleared out to the Wilson Bridge, trying to clear out through town, but the longstanding crash finally gone on the westbound freeway after the 3rd Street Tunnel. Well, it sits on the shoulder, so still a bit to check out. So we're slow off of each direction of 295 as a result to head over the inbound 11th Street Bridge and onto the freeway. 395, lighter than normal, just slowing as you approach and across the 14th Street Bridge, heading in through town. 66 outside of the Beltway, decent, just volume as you make your trip past Nutley Street toward the Beltway, but jam through Falls Church, each direction of 66, seeing a lot of activity at the East Falls Church Metro Station. Again, the Metrorail train derailment closes East Falls Church Station and no service on the Silver and Orange Line trains between Ballston and McLean. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances down now after the rain we had last night. Cloud, sun, mix it up today. Maybe a passing shower, thunder shower this morning, and same thing this afternoon, upper 80s. Overnight tonight, the mid-70s with late night showers and thunderstorms. Saturday, a few showers, few thunderstorms around, and high only in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 in Warrenton, 73 in Germantown, 77 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630. WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. 837 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Brian and Larry back from our convention travels. We did Cleveland, we did Philadelphia, and I want to ask you for the record, Larry, because people have asked me this question.
Yeah.
Which one did you like better? Did you like Cleveland or did you like Philly?
Philly was not my favorite of the two.
Yeah, I mean, I liked both cities because I had great experiences in both, but the convention experience in Cleveland was very organized, and, well, Philly was anything but. It was a little rough.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm a Michigan guy. It's in our DNA to hate everything about Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And so it takes a lot for me to actually, midway through the week, I would think to myself, gosh, I miss Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, ugh. I never thought I'd
really?
Say that. Yeah. No, Cleveland was definitely a better experience.
They were nice.
This is a nonpartisan thing, honestly. This really, and we got Democrats and pretty much most of the media people all said the same thing as well.
Yeah, you know, I tell you one real story that the nicest thing, you know, you worry about, you know, being in a big city and things are rough. I go to the convention, right, convention hall, and I'm going back to the place where we were staying, and I lost a little bag that I carry that has all of my important stuff in it.
Your purse?
You know, it's my merce. Yes, I think it really. It's a little lunch pail, but I carry things in there, like, you know, some prescription drugs that, and keys, and I stick all sunglasses. Prescription.
So it's more like a clutch.
Yeah, and because we were going through security, I'd thrown a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, you know.
You just want to get it through security quickly, right? I lost it.
With everything in it.
I didn't have keys to my car, which I drove up, so I didn't know how I was going to get back. It was a major deal. So when I get home and realize this has happened, I get back in an Uber and I go back up to the convention. So like about an hour after I left there, I arrive at the place where I got into the Uber cab originally. And there it was.
There it was.
On the grass, where I came over a little curb and into some grass. Apparently I dropped it and had never noticed it. And it's still there. Nobody bothered it, you know? You always say, man, you know, you're very lucky if something like that happens. But it was great. And the people I thought of in both cities were very nice.
There you go.
All right, so here's a little bit of Hillary Clinton from last night as she was giving her acceptance speech, and she accepted the nomination, you know, making history, as we have heard endless times. Here's Hillary Clinton.
In my first 100 days, we will work with both parties to pass the biggest investment in new good-paying jobs since World War II.
Yeah, she's an interesting first part of that. We're going to work with both parties. How many times did we hear during the campaigns of Barack Obama how he would be reaching, he was a unifier, not a divider, they'd be reaching across the aisle, and that he was going to be the guy who would bring everybody together, and he would reach across the and it turned out to be, not only did he not do that, he was probably the most partisan of presidents that we've had in recent history.
Yeah, remember when he was challenged on it, and he just looked and said, I won. Remember, that was, I won. I won, you lost, I get to do whatever I want. That's been the attitude since day one of the Obama administration, even after the people had their voice heard in the midterm elections of 2010 and 2014. And, you know, I was having a debate with somebody about this where they said, well, all these politicians say that. Well, they do. But you know what? I remember when George Walker Bush, or George W. Bush, actually got elected and he came into office, and he really did. I mean, much to his own political expense. He brought in Teddy Kennedy to the White House, remember? And they watched a movie together, and then they crafted No Child Left Behind together. Remember all of that? And then, of course, Teddy Kennedy came out and attacked him mercilessly because that's what they do. So Republicans have actually tried to live up to that ideal. I don't remember Democrats doing the same. The only time Clinton, Bill Clinton, reached across the aisle and worked with Republicans was after he got spanked in 1994, and realized he had to do it to win re-election.
Yeah, and she also talked about how there are many forces that are out there keeping Americans apart. Listen.
America is once again at a moment of reckoning. Powerful forces are threatening to pull us apart.
Well, who are those powerful forces? Who is responsible for those powerful forces? I mean, this is, I think, a fair question, don't you? I mean, what I recall is that, for example, the president, when it's something that matters, that makes a sensitive issue about race, or a sensitive issue that involved maybe a shooting, and it becomes an issue about not the actual criminal or the person who committed the crime, but about needing to have gun control. Every opportunity that he had to be somebody who was not a divider, he chose the other path. And so I think it's very rich that she thinks that now we're going to change all that.
He's referred to his political opponents as enemies. Mm-hmm. He has constantly, it's not just Barack Obama, it's the party. It's that they have devised a party of various protected classes and various groups that are all hyphenated, that by its own existence, all of these groups, it works to divide us, and we are divided, sadly. And by the way, that's not a new thing. We've been different groups since the founding of our nation. I mean, at the beginning, we were split between two very distinct groups, between slave owners and those who were trying to move the cause of abolition. But we got together and united under some principles that were laid out in the Constitution. And sadly, it's been this president and this party over the last 8 years who look at that one binding document, the one thing that we could all at least agree on and work together to try to fulfill, the U.S. Constitution. They've looked at it not as the law of our land, but merely as a suggestion.
Yeah, and listen, it's going to be very interesting to see how it plays out. I mean, Donald Trump got a moderately good bounce out of his convention, and everybody said going in, that was going to be chaotic, that was going to be nothing but controversy. Turned out that, you know, other than that one moment with Ted Cruz, there really wasn't much that raised people's eyebrows in Cleveland. However, in Philly, we start off with, Debbie Wasserman Schultz, being fired basically from her job, and then the Bernie people throwing protest every day, and the discussion about, emails that went on endlessly, and it seems to me that there was a lot more controversy in Philly than there was in Cleveland.
A little more summation on the convention, and I want to point out one other thing Hillary Clinton said in her speech last night that you need to hear and you need to have a nice chuckle about. That's coming up in a moment. It's 8:44.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Hi, I'm Carl Daikeler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word trial to 303030, and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. And here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text trial to 303030 and get started for free right now. Again, text trial to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
Now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Beltway in Annandale. Heads up, we have a minor accident. Looks like two cars here in the right lane, inner loop, right as you come up to 236 Little River Turnpike. I'm not seeing any help there yet. So as always, you should never be using the shoulder. To keep those shoulders clear, we have fire and rescue units on the way. If you're coming off of Little River Turnpike to get onto the inner loop, you're just beyond the accident. 395, a brief delay through Landmark, had the crash that was sitting on the shoulder, then heavy across the 14th Street Bridge. Holy cow, we had four cars involved on the freeway crash westbound after the 3rd Street Tunnel. DDOT tells me everything's still to the right shoulder, but quite slow each direction coming off of DC 295. Burtonsville, Maryland, the crash on 198 just west of 29 involves an overturn. You're with police direction there. 270, light volume, Clara Barton Parkway inbound after the exit from MacArthur Boulevard before Chain Bridge, or inbound MacArthur Boulevard before Chain Bridge for the crash. Again, police at the scene there. And 66, jam through Falls Church each direction, checking out all the activity at the East Falls Church Metro Station where it's closed. That's where Metro Rail train derailment has occurred and a lot of activity happening there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain chances down now after the rain we had last night. Cloud, sun, mix it up today. Maybe a passing shower, thunder shower this morning, and same thing this afternoon, upper 80s. Overnight tonight, the mid-70s with late-night showers and thunderstorms. Saturday, a few showers, few thunderstorms around, and high only in the mid-80s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 degrees, 847 on WMAL. A couple stories here for you, but one other quick thing on the speech from Hillary Clinton. You know, we listened to a lot of it, watched it last night, all that stuff.
Right.
I read the transcript during a break this morning, and this jumped out at me. I didn't even notice it last night. Listen to this. Are you ready? Listen, mm-hmm. You're going to love this. You're going to love this.
All right, go.
Donald Trump can't even handle the rough and tumble of a presidential campaign. He loses his cool at the slightest provocation when he's gotten a tough question from a reporter. This is Hillary Clinton criticizing Donald Trump about how he reacts when he gets a tough question from a reporter.
Right.
It has been 237 days since Hillary Clinton has granted the press any kind of press conference.
Well, she's doing an interview with Chris Wallace this weekend.
As you know, very different than a press
conference.
It
is, of course, right.
237 days, and didn't the media just love her last night? Weren't they fawning over her?
Yeah.
It's Stockholm Syndrome. They love the ones that abuse them the most. All right, some more news today that you got to know about. The great and proud United States Navy is, well, they're naming a ship after after Harvey Milk. Harvey Milk, who was in the Navy and was a politician in San Francisco, one of the few openly gay politicians. Of course, he was assassinated.
Mm, tragic thing.
In the 70s, and they are now, they have now decided that they are going to name a ship after Harvey Milk. They have announced that.
The USS Milk is what it's called.
That's what it'll be called.
Yeah, the USS Milk, and I'm reading here that it is a supply ship, which is known in the Navy terminology as an oiler. It's an oiler ship.
I'm sorry, what?
It's an oiler.
The ship that they're naming after openly gay Harvey Milk is an
oiler? It's called an oiler, yes.
Huh. Well, that's interesting. So what you're telling me is the ship that the Navy has decided to name after an openly gay man, Harvey Milk, is somehow associated with a lubricant.
That's right.
Have absolutely fundamentally transformed our country. Four more years, baby. It's 8:50 on WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Buy a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99. Let me say that again. $8.99. Wow, that's big. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy, Amazon, and warehouse clubs every time. With our legendary expert service and installation second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your TV warranty free. Furnishing that new home theater? We've got comfy cinema seating and home theater furniture in a huge selection of customizable styles and colors. What's new at the Big Screen Store? This week, get 0% interest for 3 years on Samsung's best TVs. Which means, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com for offer details. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
A Better Life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
Fair warning, this next story is going to stir up a heated conversation between you and your spouse. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. Study after study has found that when given the choice of how they want to be compensated, men prefer to compete with their peers for bigger but riskier payoffs. Women usually choose not to engage in competition and receive a guaranteed set rate for their work. But a new study suggests that women can be just as competitive as men if the payoff is not money, but instead something for their kids. The lead researcher at UCSF suggests it could be more socially acceptable for women to show their competitive streak for their children rather than for money. In the workplace, women may be less likely to vie for high-powered jobs with big salaries, she said, but they would go up against men and other women for jobs that offer childcare on site or scholarships to good schools. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you could see, touch, and hold it in person in the form of physical gold and silver coins? With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually see them. Getting started is absolutely free, so call now, 855-858-5807. Call toll-free, 855-858-5807 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs.
Oh, wow. You're actually wearing your hair down tonight.
Yeah, because I finally decided that I love my hair. I figured out the solution for my morning frizz, midday poof, and even next day bedhead. It's Frizz E Secret Weapon Touch-Up Cream by John Frieda.
Well, you and your hair look flawless.
Flawless and touchable. Feel.
Oh.
See? It's soft, smooth ends, no flyaways, shiny.
Well, I clearly need to get some because your hair looks amazing.
Frizz E Secret Weapon, only from John Frieda.
towers seem like trees and roads become rivers, the Range Rover Evoque is there to guide you through the twists and turns of the urban jungle. Gaze up through the available full-glass panoramic roof to take in the city from an unexpected angle. Lease the 2016 Range Rover Evoque SE Premium 5-door for $379 per month for 33 months with $1,000 summer credit included in lease payments and $39.95 plus taxes, title, and fees due at signing now through September 30th. Visit your local D.C. area Land Rover retailer or call 1-800-FIND-4WD for details. Land Rover, above and beyond.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Joe Nichols, Jeff Foxworthy, Trace Adkins, Three Dog Night, and Jay Leno. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Hello, it's Alan Thicke, and if you've received a letter from the IRS, it probably doesn't say happy birthday. No, probably says you owe back taxes. And because of cuts in their budget, the IRS is now turning to something they call enforced compliance. Uh-oh, look out. That means more wage garnishments, bank seizures, and property liens. Well, thankfully, there's good news. The Fresh Start Initiative, an official IRS program, could significantly lower your tax debt and save you thousands if you qualify. The professionals at Optima Tax Relief specialize in helping taxpayers get approved for the Fresh Start Initiative. Hey, the IRS can be reasonable, but you have to know the ins and outs of their rules, and that's where the experts at Optima come in. Optima is the number one tax resolution firm in the nation, recognized for their award-winning services. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022. 800-968-9022.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
855, now WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, Larry, one of our major stories this morning is the Metrorail train derailment at East Falls Church. Major disruption for commuters. No service on the Silver and Orange Line trains between Ballston and McLean. Now, shuttle buses have been established, but they are crowded and the lines are still long, so you still need extra time for sure. Now, on the roads we go, 66. Jammed each direction through Falls Church. You can see all this activity at the East Falls Church Metro station. You can see the workers and inspectors walking around in the rails there. 395 and the freeway, each direction slow near the 3rd Street Tunnel where we had the crash pushed to the shoulder. Inbound Clara Barton Parkway before the chain bridge for the accident. 270 quiet Burtonsville, still dealing with the accident on 198 west of 29. Watch for police direction. Oh, and good news on the Beltway, Virginia, hang with it. Inner loop at 236, crash quickly over to the shoulder. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer's running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. Activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Less rain now than we saw last night. Isolated showers, thunder showers around, which means most of us stay dry for most of the day. A mix of clouds and sunshine and temperatures down to about 88 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
76 degrees at 8:56.
One of the things I love to do living in Washington, D.C. is walk around the city, but walking is painful if your feet hurt. Are you bothered by an achy back? Do you suffer from plantar fasciitis? You need to go see my friends at the Good Feet store. I was fitted for my arch supports and was able to walk out of the store with them in my shoes that day. So go to the Good Feet store at Rockville Pike and Wintergreen Plaza next door to Total Hockey or their location in Vienna at the corner of 123 and Park. Tell them Chris Plant sent you. The Good Feet store, the place to go when your feet hurt.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
For over 36 years, I've prided myself on bringing out the very best smiles in my patients through general and cosmetic dentistry, as well as dental implants. Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. But we're not just sedation dentistry. We offer services ranging from crowns and veneers to full smile makeovers. We also perform dental implant treatments, the new standard of care for teeth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. And with dental implants, we can also permanently stabilize your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie LaViola to our team. Make your appointment today at 877-394-4511. 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a guy over 40 and you want to stay on top of your game, try a sample bottle of GNC's top-selling, award-winning Nugenix. Listen, if you're experiencing lower sex drive, general sluggishness, and decreased performance, Nugenix is a powerful man-boosting formula. For 2013, it won GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named GNC's number one-selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting BOOST to 99000. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increase his libido. Enjoy more passion, higher sex drive, improved performance. Be more the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. You want to stay on top of your game, don't you? Then try top-selling, award-winning Nugenix and feel like the best man you can be. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shoppe, but you can only get your complimentary bottle by texting BOOST to 99000. Again, text BOOST to 99000.
Well, coming up on Monday, we'll be joined by Joe DeGenova.
Wait a second. Next Monday, we're not going to be in some of the
city. No, next Monday, we will be right here in the studio.
Where we belong. Coming up in 8 hours, we'll have Washington's Drive at 5 taking you home on this Friday. And keeping you going this morning is Chris Plant.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, look at us. We're all here.
Hey, look at this. All in the same room and everything. This is kind of exciting. We're all wearing the same clothes. That's kind of weird, I think. That's a little strange. I want to put a question to our beloved audience, and that is, after 2 weeks of all of this, what is your takeaway? What is the word or phrase that